This is Fresh Air. The Tallis Scholars is a group of eight British singers who specialize in unaccompanied Renaissance choral music. This weekend, they're beginning a 12-city, two-week North American tour. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of some of their award-winning, best-selling recordings.
The Tallis Scholars isn't a very exciting name for a vocal group. Yet in their 10-year career under the direction of Peter Phillips, they have grown into one of the most valued early music groups in the world. The problem with most early music vocal groups is that they're too precious. Their image of vocal purity lies beyond anything human. Ensembles sound like pipe organs. Women sound like choir boys. The Tallis Scholars are not exactly exceptions, but at least they come remarkably close to their ideal. Their voices are exquisitely pure. They blend without homogenization. And they're not just making beautiful sounds. The masses and motets they do have a real structural conviction. Without being dramatic in the modern sense, they build to a powerful intensity without apparent effort or affectation. I hadn't actually heard about the Tallis Scholars before I heard about their upcoming American tour. When I heard their recording of John Taverner's Gloria Tibi Trinitas Mass on the radio, I was floored. But they don't just specialize in English music. Their recordings range from the Victoria Requiem Mass and Josquin to Russian liturgical music from the 16th century to the present. Their most popular recording is the Miserere by the 17th century Roman composer Gregorio Allegri, written for performances in the Sistine Chapel during Holy Week. The text is the penitential Ash Wednesday Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. The Vatican was so possessive about this piece that anyone who copied it risked excommunication. One story is that it reached the outside world when Mozart heard it and transcribed it from memory. It's in five nearly identical sections. The most astonishing passage comes at the end of each repeated section, when the solo treble, Allison Stamp, escapes all earthly bonds and floats down from a transcendent high sea like a rain of tender mercies. Talis Scholars capture perfectly the solemn melancholy of the Miserere, even the reverberant ambience of Oxford's Merton College Chapel, where this was recorded, is perfect. This recording also includes Palestrina's Mass in memory of Pope Marcellus II, who had died the year before, in 1655, after a three-week reign, and the angelically sweet and eloquent Vox Patris Celestis, written during the reign of Queen Mary by the obscure English composer William Mundy. I haven't heard all the recordings of the Talis Scholars yet, but so far nothing has been a disappointment.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed recordings by the Talis Scholars featuring the music of Josquin, Allegri, and Mundy, all on the group's own record label, Gimmel. The Talis Scholars tour will include performances in Los Angeles, Seattle, Evanston, Illinois, Boston, New York, and Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is Fresh Air.